And if it's when you start to gain that habit. Yeah, that's the tip number 7, the text neck. But funny thing that we see many elders do the correct form instead of the young people. The tip number 8 is antibiotics are not for viruses. If you have the flu or a cold, antibiotics won't help because those are virus. Antibiotics only kill bacteria. Overusing them creates superbugs, so only take them when a doctor specifically prescribes them. Let's next listen to a soundtrack called Riders of the Moon, also by Arc de Soleil.
Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rachel's show. We are halfway through our medical tips. I want to open the lines. Is there a health habit you started recently that made a difference? Maybe you started running or you cut out sugar. Give us a call at 778-782-2573. I would love to chat with you. So if you are not just joining, the tip number 9 is lift with your legs. Back pain is the number one cause of disability worldwide. Never bend your back to pick up a heavy box. Squat down, keep your back straight, and push up with your legs. That also was reminded to me when I moved from Burnaby to Surrey. I have several heavy boxes, and my friend who helped me move, he told me, "Richard, you don't want to move this way. You should squat and use your leg to raise it." So that's a real life experience of mine, so I really suggest this tip for you. The tip number 10 is the fast rule for the stroke. If you see someone acting strangely, remember FAST. F is face drooping. Number 2 is arm weakness. Number 3 is speech difficulty. Number 4 is time to call 911. So that's the four letters FAST, fast rule. Knowing this can save a life. I did remember there is an experience in our radio station recently, and some of the executive member, they did the correct thing, just as these four letters says. They observed the three phenomena mentioned here, and they called 911 immediately and helped this patient to calm down and protect him from further injury. Right, so that's an important tip here. Then let's move on to a sound check called Flowers Fell by Avery Friedman.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. The tip number 11 is walk after eating. Just a 10-minute walk after a big meal can significantly lower your blood sugar spike. It helps digestion and energy. The tip number 12 is mental health check-in. Health isn't just physical. Treat your brain like a muscle. If you are feeling overwhelmed, it is okay to take a sick day for your mental health. It is just as important as a sick day for the flu. The tip number 13 is rate the sugar aliases. When you buy food, look at the label. Sugar hides under many names. High fructose, corn syrups, dextrose, maltose, canned juice. If it ends in OSE-OSE, it's likely sugar. So that's the sugar aliases. And tip number 14 is know your family history. At your next family gathering, ask your parents or grandparents about their health history. Knowing if heart disease or diabetes runs in the family helps your doctor treat you better. Let's take a break and listen to a song track called Music Always by A.V. and the Inner City.
I don't smoke, make me spend money as if I wasn't broke. My insides are turning, feels like I can fly. If only there were words for this, I'd announce them in the sky. Just a band-aid, a symptom.
gemstones may break my bones, but words have hurt me too.
And love I'm looking for, it left my heart black and blue.
When I see red and living color, beauty every hue.
Come on, even Leonard Cohen says he's coming back to you.
A gift that is so ancient, universally used.
There's a language that can say it all. What do they call it? Well, it's
come back. I love this song. This song is in the genre of soul gospel. We can hear the sweet deep voice of this female singer sing with his feelings, his relax into the song. It just makes people feel right. That's the song called Music Always by AVD Inner City. Then back to the show. The tip number 15 is sleep hygiene. Finally, the most important one. Try to stop using screens 1 hour before bed. The blue light tricks your brain into thinking it is daylight, which ruins your sleep quality. Here is I want to vote against this tip. I tried to stop using screens 1 hour before bed. I tried to read the light books, read fictions. I even tried to do some physical exercise, but all this does not work very well for me. My special case is when I take online courses, when my brain is thinking difficult mathematic problems, I feel more easily getting sleepy and go to sleep quickly. That's my special case. It's not general to all the people, but I encourage everyone to explore and find their best way to fall asleep, because high quality sleep means a lot to people. Like 7 to 9 hours sleep gives you a good mood on the next day. Also gives you high productivity and right, so that's my experience. I take the online courses, I do the assignment, so that even if I had a hard time falling asleep, I was not wasting my time. I was contributing to the schoolwork, to the intellectual growth. And in this way, I feel, especially for some, the more boring part of a course, that makes me sleepy really. Also when my brain thinking the for example algorithm class, machine learning, mathematics, deduction, also the back propagation calculation, yeah, those things makes me sleepy at the sleep bedtime, like 10:30, 11 a.m. Yeah, that's my tip for the number 15. So let's quickly wrap up today's show. The next program is called Dead Chinese Show. So today we recap the most important tip today. Listen to your body. If something feels wrong, don't ignore it. Go seek the doctor. It is always better to be safe. That brings us to the end of the hour. I hope you learned something new today. Whether it's the 20/20/20 rule for your eyes or the FAST, F-A-S-T rule for strokes. Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Richard. Stay healthy, drink some water, and I'll catch you next Saturday at 11. Until next week.